Sure. So we have a pretty strict process in which we're helping to prevent any potential infections at the VA. First and foremost, we have a vehicular screening process in which all of our patients who are coming into the campus are screened while they're in their vehicle. In addition to that, they are also being temperature checked. This also applies not only to our veterans, but also our employees. So that is one of our approaches and strategies to minimizing risk to our patients and employees when they're coming onto our campus for a needed appointment, a visit to our emergency department, those kinds of things. Additionally, we also have a no-visitor policy at the Amarillo VA as a result of this national emergency. What that means is that we are not allowing any visitors to visit the campus unless it is for a specific patient who might be in their last stages of life in our CLC, our Community Living Center, on hospice care, for example, or a critically ill patient in one of our inpatient units. But for the most part, we're not allowing any visitors on campus at this point. So this is a really good question, because the majority of our population of veterans that we serve here at the Amarillo VA are primarily older than 65 years of age and have a lot of comorbid conditions. And so that is primarily the target of this infection, of this virus. And so what we want to do is keep them at home as much as possible. So what we're doing is providing as much virtual options for home care as possible. So virtual care and virtual appointments for primary care and for mental health, either through telephone appointments, through VA Video Connect, where a veteran can connect with their VA provider, through their smartphone, and also some other telehealth options. Additionally, we are asking all of our veterans who are experiencing flu-like symptoms to call ahead to the VA so that we can get them the care they need over the phone. That number for them to call if they are experiencing flu-like symptoms is 806-355-9703 and press option 2, and we'll be able to get them the clinical guidance they need for the conditions they're experiencing.